You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is the wholesome doctor, Dr. Priya Alexander, and we are going to talk about sick days this winter time. Good day, Dr. Alexander.
Morning.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
So as a GP, you would know that coming into the winter months, it can be very challenging when it comes to reporting for work, staying healthy and fit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have, you know, very clear seasons for a spike in cold and influenza-like illnesses. And so that tends to be in the colder months, and we're starting to see that across Australia at the moment. And so when people get sick, we're finding, you know, from this study from Waterlogic that people are still going to work. You know, 54% of people are still going to work despite being sick. And, you know, the concern is, do people realise the implications of going to work sick? Because, you know, 54% is a lot of people, and it does have implications for the workplace.
I would think that people would say, I've got a cold, I'm just going to go to my GP and get a certificate and won't bother going to work. So that's not the case.
No. And, you know, I guess a lot of people don't. A lot of people just soldier on and think they should just continue going to work. They think they need to be really, really sick before they miss a day at work. And as a GP, you're right, I do see a lot of sick people. And often when I say, look, you need to take a couple of days off to rest the body so you can get better and also to protect your work colleagues because you're contagious, people are quite reluctant to take a day off. And I think it's because they're worried about how they'll be perceived in the workplace. They think they might be perceived as lazy, or they're worried they've got too much work to do. They're worried they might let the team down. Or a lot of people run out of sick leave, and so there's a financial kind of burden if they take a sick day. So I think there's a lot of reasons why people don't, but I guess the real reason you should think about it is so you can get better, but also so you can get less colleagues sick.
So when do we decide to stay home, or when is it a good time to say, all right, I'm calling in, I'm staying home?
So you're usually contagious the day before you develop any symptoms of the cold, and then for the first 3 to 5 days. So what I try and say to patients is, when you're really, really coughing and sneezing, which is usually the first 2 days, that's when you're most contagious, because every time you cough and sneeze, millions of tiny respiratory droplets are coming out of your nose and mouth. They contain virus particles and they're contagious. That's how other people get sick. And so when you're really in that contagious phase, that first kind of couple of days when you're really coughing and spluttering, those are ideally the days to stay away.
I recall the daycare. It's like a breeding ground for bacteria during the wintertime, isn't it?
Yeah. Childcare centres, schools, yeah, they all can be. And, you know, the issue is, you know, kids share lots of things. That's the thing with kids. They touch things, they share water bottles and things. I've got a 3-year-old and, you know, I'm trying to explain to her to not share things. But adults are actually, you know, not as good as children. Like, they're not actually that much better than children, because adults will cough and sneeze and usually cover their mouth and their nose with their hand, but they don't then wash their hand. And so they go and touch the water cooler tap, or they go and touch a door handle, and the viruses can survive on these surfaces for hours. And so, you know, when I go and touch that surface after you, I end up getting sick as well. So, you know, kids are bad, but adults often aren't much better.
And I recall with my children, they were taught in school that if you don't have a tissue on hand, you use the sleeve of your shirt.
Yeah, so that's called the elbow sneeze, which is basically sneezing and coughing into the elbow. And, you know, because you don't go and touch door handles and water cooler taps and things with your elbow, it's less likely you're going to transmit the virus. So I've certainly taught my 3-year-old the elbow sneeze, and it's a worthwhile thing to teach kids.
And what are the things that we can do to prevent getting sick or staying healthy this winter time?
So there's lots of things. So the first one is support your immune system as much as you possibly can. So that means, you know, having a good diet, really high in fruit and vegetables, keeping hydrated, staying active, getting enough sleep. You also need to manage stress levels. So when you're stressed, your immune system can struggle a little bit, which means you might be more likely to get sick. Number two is considering a flu vaccine. So, you know, the medical community is strongly advocating for people to have a flu vaccine. It is the best defence against true influenza. I'm not talking about a cold, but when you get muscle aches and high fevers and low energy and low appetite for up to 2 weeks. And number three is hand hygiene. If you want to stay well this winter, you must wash your hands. That's your best defense.
Being healthy, being clean, and being active.
Yeah, yep. Just looking after yourself and doing all the things we try and advocate for all the time anyway. Like, we want people to eat veggies and stay active, but it's even more important in cold and flu season.
And is it too late to get a flu shot? Because we're 5 days into winter.
Yeah, no, it's not. So look, usually we say ideally the end of May, but I think if you're considering it, you still can get a flu vaccine. It takes about 2 weeks to be effective. And the peak seasons in Australia tend to be around July and August. So even if you got vaccinated today, you would still be protected for the peak of flu season. So it's definitely not too late.
And so it's better to stay home, rest, instead of spreading your germs in the workplace or outside your home.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Dr. Priya Alexander, for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.